Hi everyone, this is not Control here. I'm Mike Falick. I play Control, which is what we call the GM in the game of Duo. And I wanted to come on at the front here, not in fiction, because we have a sponsorship deal that is as good as fiction. You obviously like podcasts, that's why you're listening to this. But you obviously don't have time to do anything. Who has time to do anything anywhere in the world? Or you might not be in the mood to listen to something really long. You know, that might be how you're feeling right now. Why am I being so aggressive? Duo is now brought to you by Soundbite, Soundbyte. It's available on all app stores. It's an app that allows you to post 14-second podcasts, and more importantly, allows you to listen to 14-second podcasts, which the team of Duo is now producing. Throughout the next months, you'll see a ton of little 14-second series that we are all writing, some fiction, some non, that you'll get to enjoy. Go download it today, Soundbyte. It's like the comic books to graphic novels. You understand. Why am I explaining? Let me ask you a question. On this show, I'm so measured and controlled, literally. Why am I now on this ad, like, explaining to you that there are shorter versions of things? You see a movie, you watch a TV show, and a YouTube video. That is the order of things, as it says in the phylums and classes of animals. Okay, Soundbyte. This is longer than 14 seconds. Might have been a good example to show you what can be done with 14 seconds. Let's talk about phylums of animals. A, I don't know what a phylum is. Let's start right there. Was a phylum a thing before it got used for the animal? That was 14 seconds. How entertained were you? Pretty goddamn entertained, I think. Do you know what a phylum is? No? I just intrigued your fucking brain. All brought to you by Soundbyte. Get your phylums now on the app stores.
Control, information. You two are completely on your own and, operate with autonomy. However, you are standing in a courtyard. You see around you several officers, one of which has sent you an informational data download.
Okay,
the mega you have seen has emerged from a floor in the Law HQ. There are three rooms up there which have been obviously tampered with.
Okay, I would like to go, Creed, I think we should go investigate those rooms.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea. I'm just going to follow you in this one because I'm a bit hungover, had a crazy night last night.
I keep telling you to not do that before work days.
But then when am I going to get drunk? When am I going to get drunk?
That's what weekends are for.
Torrance, when am I going to get drunk?
Control, let's go. We're going to go check out those rooms. Can you meet us there?
Control. You have three rooms on the 15th floor of the Law HQ housing sector. The three rooms belong to the following people: Wood and Mold, high ranking officers, Spinolian Panther, commanding officers, Pores and 94, operating officers. Which room would you like to enter first?
I want to try Wood and Mold. Something about the names, it just grabs me.
Yeah, they sound like ants from Lord of the Rings or some shit. Wood and what is it? What's his name? Mold?
Control.
Mold.
Wood and Mold.
Mold.
Okay, let's check out that room first.
Strange for last name, but okay.
You have entered a room. Standard quarters. Scanning for information. Scanning. There are a lot of drugs in this room.
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
The room is filled with a ton of drugs. Every single drug that we've just gone through is there, stacked in monstrous proportions. There is one officer, Officer Sheet, in the room. Don't make fun of his. He's heard them all. Guys, he's heard them all. It's spelled like a bed sheet, not okay. He is there taking notes.
It's like shit.
You said it out loud.
I'll be in the hall for a second.
Officer
Come on,
Sheet,
did you have to say it? I'm
Officer
right
Sheet.
Here.
Officer Sheet, I apologize for my partner.
It's like shit.
Creed, just take a walk, please.
No, it's fine. I'll take a walk. I'll see. I'm done here anyway. Here's my report.
No. Oh, Sheet. Oh. Sheet. Oh, shit. Oh, I fucked up. Sorry about that. Yeah,
Creed, come on in. Stop talking. I want Control to read me this report because I'm lazy and I don't like to read.
Report is as follows. Apparently, Control has been intermittently turned off in this room. I was unaware of this problem. It is not an anomaly, but a removal from my records. As high-ranking officers, Wood and Mold were able to do this without me knowing. There is a list of the amount of drugs here. The only one that is not fully inventoried is, there seems to be a small supply of Drogonch here that is not inventoried. All the other stuff is exactly inventoried. Apparently, early this morning, they activated a Ruby Craft, which is a sort of a small flying ATV-like device. And they were traced to Light 3. Would you like to hear the history of Sector Light 3 in the city of Remander?
Yes, please.
Light 3, on the border of No Light. This area has been problematic in Remander's history. No Light is an area of Remander in which Control is completely unconnected. Its position to this unconnected Control area has made it a haven for crime. We have prevented this by assigning high-ranking officers to monitor this post. The current officers monitoring Light 3 are Wood and Mold.
I see. I wonder if they've been running drugs in the Lights Out Zone.
Yeah, it seems like a...
In No Light.
Yeah.
Posing as good cops, but really just getting right down dirty with all those dirty crooks.
I mean, I did it. I've done drugs.
Stop saying that. I am a police officer. You have to stop telling me that.
That's past the point of no return, baby. This is the statute of limitations. They're done. I did drugs years ago.
You did some this morning in front of me. Now... Okay, so I need you to stop saying that. Control, you said that the Drogonch in the room was not inventoried, correct?
Correct. It is noted, but not exactly counted.
Okay, we're gonna note about half of the value, and Creed's gonna take the rest. I know that that's against the rules, but Creed is.
I like Drogonch.
Able to use this, and I think it could come in handy in the future.
Let's be clear: you are both able to use this drugs. Would you like tolerance to be explained to you?
Sure.
First of all, adding to your inventory, 250 doses of Drogonch.
Wow, that's a lot.
Shit. It's huge. Control.
Uh-huh. Well, Control just kind of stopped talking about that. I wanted
tolerance,
to kind of hear.
Tolerance is built
oh, he's
up
loading.
Every... Turning on shut the fuck up protocol. Tolerance is built up due to using the drug many different times. When it comes to Drogonch, there is a specific tolerance. By taking the drug four times, you will start to build up a tolerance, which means you can build that same tolerance you've gotten from your vice upgrade to both of you. You could be able to use that three times a day. If you do Drogonch four times, which is clear.
Okay.
The detraction from Drogonch using it multiple times is sort of unknown, but you certain parts of your equipment, if you upgrade, won't be able will sort of stop working at a certain point.
Okay.
Drogonch admittedly has less effects than other drugs in terms of tolerance affecting things.
Okay, I'm pretty satisfied here, Creed.
Yeah,
are you satisfied? Yeah. Let's check out the next room. I want to check out Porza 94, because, you know, we try the first, we try the last, and we'll work our way to the middle.
Control. Porza 94. Status missing. on the floor. Agent Pores. Skinny, pale, bald. Internal affairs officer. Deceased.
Oh, shit.
That's not good. That's, it's not a good room to walk into.
He definitely has no vital signs. This is Pores, correct, Control?
Correct. 94 considered missing. Okay. Scanning. Control has within his records evidence of a Ruby craft also missing. It was piloted, and then the tracking went offline. Would you like to hear possibilities of vehicles going offline?
Yes.
There are only two things that make Control go offline. The first is drugs, which will make Control go offline completely. The second is going to the No Light District. Would you like to hear about reasons for the No Light District being cut off from Control?
I guess we should know why there is a section of city that isn't monitored by Control.
Seems like a black hat kind of thing.
No Light is a district free of Control. As a philosophical, if not religious symbolic gesture, a small portion of Remander was left without Control. Its borders are monitored for communicable diseases, and there is a lifeline phone to Law HQ, accessible by whatever elected leader is in No Light. As a respect to these people, Control will go offline if a destination of No Light is entered.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So he could be on drugs, he could be in No Light. It's hard to say where exactly 94 is. I want to talk to him. Obviously, Pores is dead. I want to see what he knows about that.
Yeah, he's. I'd say he's a prime suspect.
Yeah,
maybe chief suspect.
I mean, so are Wood and Mold, because they fucking have been stockpiling huge amounts of drugs and
they bounced
offline. So let's just, to do our due diligence, let's just check out that third room, Spinelli and Panther.
I think I met those at the guys at the Christmas party a few years ago.
I don't.
I know I met Panther. That motherfucker can put away some booze. Maybe it was Jaguar. I don't know. There's a lot of big cat themed names around Remander. And it's like almost like a username for an Xbox tag or something like that.
Spinelli and Panther, status missing. This room is completely torn apart. There's evidence of a struggle. Things are smashed. Control has one piece of information. A, there are several anomalies in this room. Info is missing. Would you like to know the cause of anomalies?
Yes, please.
Anomalies are caused usually by Control going offline. There are several reasons Control would go offline. One is being near death. The other is drug use. I have one other notification. Alarm has gone off in this room. Apparently there was gunfire within this room, the details of which are hazy to Control due to anomalies.
You said, Control, that you experience anomalies when you're close to death. Can you explain that a little more?
Control. Certain instances of dying and ways to fix dying will stop Control from being online. This means that Control may not have access to your systems. Because all citizens of Remander are themselves broadcasters of Control, if you are dead, I cannot know what's going on.
Okay, understood.
Would you like to know how death and revival works in Remander?
Yes.
Control.
If there's a way that I cannot die, Creed, I am all about that.
Yeah, Torrance is a kind of like, he's all about the life. And I'm all about, like, you know, when's that death coming? Because, I mean, I've lived a good 32 light years. 32 light years? Is it light years or
correct.
Years?
Correct, you are 32 light years old.
Shit, yeah.
If hooked up to Control, at the time of death, you can roll 3 chance dice contests of D20 against Control, who will bring you to a hospital. Because Control interprets the area you are in as dangerous, the officer is moved to a different part of the city. Remember, drugs in off-limit areas will turn Control off. Like in real life, drugs come with a very dangerous risk-reward. By using drugs to gain magical powers, the user can become quickly and cheaply keep themselves safer. However, they run the risk of death. The character dies permanently, not just in game turns. Other players will have 3 chances to save a dead character who is on drugs, or any dead character.
Oh, wow.
A healthcare upgrade can allow them to do so. Revapite, which is an illegal drug that revives you, and only if you are on drugs, it will bring you back to 1 health point, meaning you are instant death if attacked.
Okay. Revivite is still a drug and will not connect you back to control. Once it wears off, you have to go back to passive health. This takes 6 minutes for the drug to wear off. There are hospital drugs called Tene that put any user back online to control, meaning a user on drugs can be hooked back up to control using Tene, and they have 3 chances to lose, roll a lesser 20 D20 dice to the healer. Tene X will connect to control, but only has 1 chance. Tene 20 has 2 chances, and Tene Mime has 3 chances. These are all things that you can learn more about if you go to the Law HQ hospital and buy things. One last note.
And I'm assuming reading the player's guide.
Yes. One last note about officers in good standing. The police will occasionally review your record if you are monetarily worth reviving, even after a fail. Meaning, an officer who seems suspect or is under investigation will have a harder time as being an investment for the Law HQ to revive when after death.
All right, so we can take these motherfuckers out, is what you're saying. If it's a risk-reward type thing. If we shoot these motherfuckers in the face, which, you know, Torrance isn't going to be cool with because he's not cool with the whole, like, killing people. But if we do, it's going to be harder for them to revive themselves because the law doesn't pay. Or, no, crime doesn't pay. The law does pay.
Correct. And as internal affairs officers, it behooves you to make frequent checkups with the Law HQ. This will allow you to make officers who are in bad standing but have done so undercover less invincible. Remember, if someone is covering up a conspiracy, Law HQ may find them to be a perfectly upstanding officer and revive them even after dead.
Okay. Okay, where...
We are in the room of Pores in 94 still. Would you like to know more details of Pores' death?
No, we went to Spinoli and Panther.
Oh, excuse me. Control. Spinoli and Panther. Yeah, there ain't shit in this room.
Is there anything...
Let's find out about Pores' death. Let's go back to that room. Yeah. There's no bodies in this one. Let's just go back to Pores.
He can read vitals or some shit, you know?
Pores has died from an apparent inflicted injury from either drugs or gunfire. It's unclear at this point. There is blue blood on the floor.
Okay.
Blood is not normally blue.
That seems like drugs. Wikipedia. Creed, can you lick that or something?
That was a gross noise. I'm sorry. That was really loud.
Did you lick it?
I licked it and oh boy. What seems like
Officer
Torrance. Yeah. Control is currently offline.
Aha.
Yeah, I'm drugged up real good. Should I just try spitting some Yep, that's fire.
Officer Torrance. Fire. Your fellow officer seems to be making noises and thinks he can spit fire.
I can spit fire.
Yeah, that's not what's happening, though. Please inform your fellow officer that he is currently on a mild dose of rage.
Creed?
Yep.
I need you to stay calm.
Okay.
Because you may have just ingested a bit of a rage.
Okay, how much rage do I have? Like, is it like Dwayne The Rock Johnson's size rage, or is it like Arnold Schwarzenegger style rage, or is it like the Incredible Hulk style rage?
I don't know. Tell him to try and break something.
Just can you punch the bedside table there?
All right. I punched it.
Please roll a d10.
All right. I forgot my dice today, so.
It's a 6.
You break the shit out of it.
Oh, hell yeah, homie. Wow, okay. I got some strength here. So we should use this.
Okay, so it's clear that this guy was on rage, or somebody was on rage. Control, do we know anything why this blood is blue?
This will require a CSI scan. Control has no record of blue blood in its files.
Okay, let's take a sample of this. We're going to bring it back to CSI, and we'll see what they have to say.
And maybe not lick it this time.
Yeah, that was a major breach of protocol.
Is back online. Officer Torrance. And Officer Creed, can you please roll a d20?
Yeah, no problem.
That would be a 3.
Oof.
Please take yourself to the infirmary. You may have contracted a bloodborne illness.
Sweet. Awesome.
I sort of figured you were impervious to those by now, but...
Yeah, I'm impervious to like 99 out of 100, but that 100th just sneaks in there, baby. All right. I'm just going to go down
like
the infirmary.
Where would you like to go now?
Oh, I got to go to the infirmary.
So. I'll go to the CSI lab to test this blood and see what's going on here.
You two are splitting up? Is that what's about to happen?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to split. I got to go to the infirmary. I'm feeling lightheaded.
But we'll meet up right after and tell the other person exactly what happened while we were apart.
Okay. Let's go to the infirmary first.
All right.
A place we've never been before. Pretty exciting.
It seems exciting. It's like when you go into the nurse's office and they have that sheet on the bed, and it's like all crinkly under your butt. It's like that. That's what I think of infirmary.
Welcome to the infirmary. How may I help you today?
So I licked some drugs. Well, not exactly drugs. I licked some blood that had drugs in them. It wasn't a good idea, and I'm still regretting it. And I feel pretty lightheaded, and I got some rage. I believe it's rage, because I got super strength. I can punch stuff real good. If you want, I can just punch your scale.
Okay, I'm writing down symptoms. Incoherent is obviously one of them. This makes no sense to... I mean, I speak English, so maybe that's it. You said you licked blood?
Yeah, my partner told me.
Human blood?
Oh, yeah. My partner was like, hey, there's some blood on the ground. You should lick it. And I mean, you know, I'm a loose cannon. You'll find that out. I'll be in the infirmary a few times.
Okay.
This won't be the last time you'll see me.
Okay.
What's your name? What's your name, by the way?
My name's Denise. It's very nice to meet you. I'm going to give you just a normal, like, full body scan. That will cure you of any illnesses you might have picked up, which I'm just guessing, you're not telling me about all of them. Because
no.
Someone who licks blood and was like, oh, now is when I go to the infirmary? I'm guessing there's some other stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some stuff that I don't even know about.
Control, you are now being given a full body scan. You are completely healed of all problems.
Kind of felt like when you get pins and needles, but just throughout my whole body. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you're not. You're talking about your legs falling asleep. We have a lot of upgrades, so like some of us are like I have a pins and needles knee. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Can I interest you in any of our health products that we actually sell here? So next time, honestly, Amir, I don't want to see you again. So not because like that whole doctor like. I don't want to see you again in here, mister. I don't like you. So, if there's any way I could interest you in buying some field equipment to cure yourself, are you interested in those?
Well, first of all, I just got to tell you, Denise, that hurt my feelings. That hurt me
really
deep.
It was meant to.
I'm going to go write a Drake-style song about how you broke my heart, because I thought that we were hitting it off, first of all. You call me pretty stupid for licking blood. That was a little harsh, but I feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and I
want to
make sure you don't think this is like a honeymooner situation where, oh, Ralph, this is not cute, Lucy, okay?
All right, so what can I buy? Now that you just equalized me and just made me just lower than zero, what can I buy?
Control. Here are the things you can buy at the, center. You can steal Revipite, which is kept here. It's not necessarily legal, and this information is being hidden from Denise, but you could attempt to steal Revipite. I recommend having someone with Digit to do that. Or don't. I mean, whatever. Revipite will connect you to Control no matter what. No matter how dead you are, you will be able to get your hands onto Control, and Control will allow you one health, and then you actually will be given the access to Control-based saving throws after that. And then there is 10A legally for sale. Would you like to hear the different 10A brands?
Yeah. Is it like 10A silver, 10A gold, 10A premium, 10A platinum? 10E Millennium.
There is For one driver disc of 10AX, it's 100 credits. For one driver disc of 10A20, it's 200 law credits. And for one driver disc of 10A Mime, it's 1,000 law credits. Of course, you can use your black market credits here as well. You can also upgrade at the infirmary with all of their different body upgrades, which are the equivalent of armor in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Would you like to hear some of those upgrades?
Sure. Lay them on me.
Bone Sport Pro. Get your bones replaced in the most fun way possible and add some new ones too. For 250 credits, you can add definitive health. Roll a d20 three times and choose the best one, and you now have that health in you. This is like the health that was afforded to you when you use Rage. These are called Bone Sport Nudes. And so you can buy these up to 20 times, meaning over the lifetime of buying Bone Sport Nudes, you can gain 20 D20 rolls, and that is your health no matter what's going on, whether you're on control or whether you're not hooked up to control. This supersedes, you have a sort of buffer zone between your passive health, which you will roll at the beginning of any encounter. However, you can have just sort of build up permanent health, giving a maximum potential of 200 health.
All right. I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to take that one. I'm going to take that one right now. Can I use law credits and black market credits to buy that?
You can combine. So yeah. How many you can currently afford one dose of Bone Sport Nudes, which is an upgrade that we'll have to do. It's a surgery.
Yep.
Then you would be left with 150 black market credits.
All right. Let's do it. Do it.
Sorry, I just said that. You can split it however you want because you're in Law HQ. If you want to burn those black market credits.
Yeah, actually, I want to keep the black market, or I want to keep the black market credits and burn the law credits.
Okay.
Because I feel like black market's gonna be a lot more useful to me, a drug user. I mean, oh, Torrance isn't here. Drug user over here. Hey, Denise, I'm a drug user. I use a lot of drugs.
All of this, like, did you actually lick blood? Whatever. I don't care. Please go away. I'm playing Candy Crush on my phone. I don't like it. Commencing surgery. Could you roll for me, Creed, 3 d20s, and then tell me what the best one is of those three rolls?
That would be 20.
Baby! Got a nat 20.
You now have 20 health, no matter what.
Perfect. That's gonna help.
Start things. That will take a little bit, so let me check in with... by the way, you know, you are cured of this disease. You have got nothing permanent. It was, you know, a precautionary measure. Don't lick blood. Officer Torrance, you are at CSI, correct?
Yes, that's right, Control.
In CSI...
I have a big bag full of blood, and I'm ready to get it tested.
You are approached by an officer switch.
Hey, how's it going? How can I help you today?
Good day, sir. I have this blood. It's blue, which is weird. And I was hoping you could run it through your machines and tell me what's in it. We already suspect there's maybe some rage in there. My partner licked it totally on his own volition. Definitely did not tell him to do that. And he raged out a little bit. It was weird. And so I'm pretty sure that's in there, but maybe if you can tell me anything else that's in this blood, please and thank you, sir.
You got it.
Control. Officer Torrance, I need you to roll 3d20.
Okay, and take the highest?
Tell me what all three are.
Okay, it was 17, 5, and 12.
17, 5, and 12. Okay.
I have your report.
When you roll in CSI, you're going to roll against Control in a contest and see if you win. You won 2 out of 3 contests, so I will tell you 2 out of 3 pieces of information. This is also a type of digit scan that you can sort of do in the field to see if you know anything about stuff.
Okay.
Yes, confirmed. Fact number one, there is definitively rage in it. Fact number two, this rage was taken before death, and the person was high at the time of death.
Okay, really could use that fact number three, probably revealing the source of the blue blood. Kind of didn't find out anything that I didn't know already, so that's cool. Listen, anyway, we can run this through the machine again. You know, I've got these black market credits. I'm not familiar with spending them, but maybe you would...
No, it's fine. I can tell you this, because almost no one talks to lab technicians, so thank you for talking to me.
Oh, no problem.
Jeez, I have this piece of information, but all I want to do is talk about the ending of Game of Thrones. Oh, everyone is always worried about spoilers, but nobody ever thinks about the person who gets to talk to no one. I just want to talk about it. Everyone thinks it sucks. I thought it was pretty good.
I really would not like to talk about that with you.
Well, I guess I can use these lab results. I have a new puppy. I always need pieces of paper.
I mean, okay, I guess Bran is an alright king, and,
it was rad! It was, I don't care! Okay, thank you for talking to me. Here's the deal. Yes, it showed up as rage, but it doesn't show up as typical rage. This seems to be some new strain, if I'm being honest. It doesn't look like what we have on file. Usually, what criminals do is they ape a current medical processing plan, and they use it to create rage. This seems as though there's a new method being used. I'm not really sure what it's showing me, to be honest.
Okay, well, you're not that good of a lab tech, huh? So,
I think that's pretty good of a lab tech from licked blood. Just to be honest.
Yeah, you got me there.
I think I got you there.
Yeah, so thank you, and I'll just be on my way. You keep the blood, right? Like, I don't have to walk around with this bag of blood.
My whole point is, they're definitely going to do a spinoff with Arya.
Okay, yeah, anyway, bye. Bye. I'm going to go meet up Creed in the infirmary.
In the infirmary.
Yo, Torrance. What's poppin'?
Where have you been?
Yo, I went to the infirmary.
Yeah, that's where we are right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, meet Denise. She's playing Candy Crush on her phone. She's probably got her headphones in. She's probably
Control. Denise cereal. Is giving you the middle finger.
Oh. Well, we're going to hit it off.
That's legendary Creed charm.
We hit it off. We're going to Chili's next week. Is there a Chili's? Control, is there a Chili's in Remander?
Scanning. There are exactly 95 Chili's. It would be easier to tell you where there aren't Chili's in Remander.
How big is Remander? It's got a lot of Chili's in it. It's pretty
Control,
much
a... Remander being called a city is a bit of a misnomer. Would you like to know about the sectors of Remander?
Yes, please.
You have heard already today about Light and New Light. Light 3 is the area near No Light. There is a general layout of the Law Sector being in the center and all the other areas being spread out in between. The Law Sector, which is headed up by Captain Zebra, there is a hospital with Tene for purchase. You must go there to get money and to upgrade legally. A mission can be aborted and accepted here. Favors don't have to be accepted here, but if you find a law... mission sort of available, you'll have to go back here. Res 1 is the lowest income area. There's lots of low-level crime activity there, but actually quite calm.
How many Chili's? How many Chili's have gotten there?
Running Chili scan. Like 20.
Creed, please stop asking
this is mostly
Chili's.
This is mostly energy sluggers, people who build improvised way to gather electricity for the Remander grid and are paid for it in a welfare-type system. Res 2, middle income area. There are many engineers here. This is where you can buy technology that is not necessarily available as upgrades. People invent things here. This is not a black market, but perhaps an area for somebody who has a standard government issue kneecap and wants someone to tweak it because it doesn't quite work for them. This tech is for ailing bodies and lifestyle changes. Res 3 is home to the highest income people. This is the largest section of Remander, mostly residential. Res Indel, on the second ring, is homes equally mixed with schools, playgrounds, and other children activities.
Many new parents with new families and young children live here. Remander Central 22Z Library is here, the hub of all Remander information, and the majority of Control's logs are housed in Resindale 1. Resindale 2, some homes, sports arenas, and gyms. Small amount of specialty doctors. Resindale 3, the same as Resindale 2, with the dwindling restaurant business, which has been dying for many years now.
That's hence all the chilies. Hence all the chilies, right? That's why they have so many chilies.
That's the big reason. Yeah. Those are non-chilies restaurants, which is ridiculous.
Oh.
Hence why nobody's going there.
Why would you even go there? Jesus Christ.
Indale 1 has industrial area with banking and investment sector. The stock market is there. Indale 2 is entertainment and manufacturing. Indale 3 is a nightlife. Light 1, 2, and 3 is a nocturnal vision, is a nocturnal village. They are self-sufficient from the rest of Remander. They are not necessarily offline from Control, but do not depend on our hospitals or any other systems like that.
Okay.
No Light is a community of people off Control, as we heard about, and Edges X1 and X2 are the warehouses meant for storage on the very edge of Control. Control, from its historical records, would tell you that Remander is about the size of 4 or 5 New York cities.
Okay. I mean, it's very, very large. Control, are we able to track where, Wood and Mold took the, what were the ATVs called?
Rubycrafts.
Rubycrafts. Can we track the last known location of the Rubycraft?
You can go to the vehicle area and find out more about what vehicle they checked out. Or you can yourself rent a Rubycraft.
Let's rent a Rubycraft, baby.
Yeah, let's go do that. Let's go to the vehicle center. I want to see where, if we can sort of track them down a little bit, see if they know anything about, you know, the dead guy that happened 2 rooms over and the 2 missing guys in the busted up room. These guys seem to be like the only ones that, you know, we have a solid lead on. So let's follow those guys up.
Control.
From Remander is a joint venture between Jim and Queen Jupiter, Deepu Gill, Stream Guru, Waldolfa Shark Media, The Jupiter Boys, Bill Moore, The Flavor Department, Mike Fallick, and Big Weasel Little Weasel LLC. Duo is an open source tabletop RPG game. For all the rules or to give us ideas, go to duothegame.com.